what I just want to tell y'all a quick 30-second story. I wrote a letter four years ago, changed my whole life. It was called Dear White Music Execs. All my black friends was like, thank you for that, Ray. Man, thank you for telling them I struggle. All my white friends was like, go get paid, Ray. They're going to ask you what you want, make the money. And I'm like, I didn't write the letter for money. I wrote the letter because I wanted to just put a light on the struggles that we have. And it was like, oh, that's cool.
But also, but you, money.
No, they, but listen, they said, all my black friends said it publicly. And this time, it was that, it was right around George Floyd. It was that, that's why I went this. But I always thought about that. Like, my black friend said, thank you. And my white friend said, get paid. So what I'm thinking is that we have to, Trump appeals to the most selfish side of us. I even said it, like, I campaigned to help Kamala because I felt lame not campaigning to somebody that looked like my family. I just don't understand that. So I did it, but it was, I knew Trump's whole thing was, he just wants to get money. Mm-hmm. And if you, and by the way, we know everybody standing next to him, they're going to get programs, everything else to get the money. Mm-hmm. I know we got to move on. I just want to ask you a question. It's a yes or no for Brian and Kenny and you, because you talking. And I'll ask the two of y'all like me to. If Trump administration reaches out to one of y'all right now and say, hey, we want to learn how to work with your community better. We want to learn how to do better. Trump wants to talk to you. It can be a private meeting. The world ain't got to know. Are you going yes or no?
Hey, y'all, and welcome back to That's Debatable, powered by Lucky Energy. I'm your host, Stanza Yvette Esquire, and joining me today, as always, is the culture referee, Ray Daniels.
I'm gonna do a white man rap. I'm doing like this. Because I'm doing peace in 2024 like this. Because, you know, shit is backwards right now, my nigga. Used to be like this, now I'm just doing like this. It's backwards.
Peace out. Joining us again today is Brian Miller, marketing and music executive. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, little Brian Miller. Hopefully, Kenny don't give him no bad looks. Like, what the fuck you just say? Hopefully.
In today's guest debater, we have lifestyle specialist and host of the Kenny Burns Show.
OG.
Kenny Burns.
Hey. Is that the peace sign we throwing up?
Yeah. Nigga, shit's backwards right now.
The finger.
Shit's backwards right now. You give niggas a finger like this. Everything is backwards now. Like, yeah. Shit's backwards, bro. Fuck you.
We want to thank our sponsors. Lucky Energy, thank you for giving us the freedom to fly. Lucky Energy is an amazing energy drink. Packed with 200 milligrams of caffeine and five natural ingredients. So you won't be jittery, you won't be going crazy, and it's going to keep you going for the rest of the day.
I ain't
going to
lie, take a sip of that shit. I had you running through the wall.
I hope this much.
I never seen a nigga. I took a sip and it was like...
Check out Lucky Energy on Amazon, and it'll be linked below for you. All right, so Kenny... We have just two rules here on That's Debatable. The first one being, let's not talk over each other. We get passionate around these parts. That's mine.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. No, just we get passionate on the show, but we want to be able to hear one another. So we just ask that you don't, you know, talk over one another. Second being, don't touch my... No, just kidding. It's to respect the gavel. That's the second rule. You got to respect the gavel. I'm going to, you know, I use it to change the topics, maybe to add into something, call BS on something. That
or just to flex your power sometimes.
Or, what you say?
I was just saying, just to flex your power. Sometimes you to flex
my power.
I'm just saying, sometimes she hits it to flex her power.
I run things around here. No,
now you do. Let's go.
But... those are the two rules. We just ask that you abide by them. And if you can get with that, then we're ready to go.
Let's get it.
All right. So for my opening statements today, Donald Trump is the 47th president of the free world. You know, and after we election results hit, the Google searches,
yeah.
The Google searches and trends spiked on how do I change my vote and leaving this United States or how to leave the United States spiked by 1,500%. What are y'all's thoughts on that?
1,500?
Cap. Yeah. I think it's cap, especially with all you niggas who voted for him. Y'all talking about, you know, talking about you want to go somewhere, you want to do something. You don't give a fuck about the life you have here. Where you going to go and make a better life? It's so out of control for me because... we did see that it was capped that black men weren't voting for Kamala because it was 80 percentile. They showed up.
Right.
But the ones who didn't vote, those are the ones I'm mad at. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that didn't think their votes mattered. You motherfucking coon should go to it. That's what the fuck you should. You should go to.
These are Google searches. So,
yeah, but Google's a lie. All that shit is a lie.
They can tell us anything, basically.
The algorithm will tell you whatever it wants to tell you. That's why I got on Twitter.
But you know what? You educate yourself prior to. Better prior
to.
Because
you know what Dallas is. You know what Dallas sitcom was because he's old. That's why. Listen to this man over here.
I think it was frustrating for me to see that because they were misinformed. And it's like now that stuff is starting to hit the fan, even before he even enters the office, people are realizing, oh, I didn't know that, you know, the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare was the same thing, and you just voted against your
child
interest. It was frustrating to me because if you had just informed, you know,
got if you informed, read,
yeah,
no, you, and, no, but see, the problem
and
is,
you wouldn't have to want to change your
all
vote.
Black people. I'm sorry, let me talk to
now. Let's go.
Let's go. Black men are the problem. Because they thought they were voting for someone who was dealing with economical challenges in our community. That was not the truth. We have the most jobs.
Goofy black men.
You know what I'm talking about? We have the most access. We have the most opportunities. You know, even what Kamala was running on would have gave them $50,000 towards their business, $25,000 towards a home. It's just like you say economy. Then to your point, all these Google searches and all these things start popping up. And guess what? They're not talking about nothing black. They talking about giving reparations to white people.
Yeah.
They talking about giving reparations. And you niggas, you dancing a jig ass, coon ass niggas, I blame you. I don't even blame white women like I blame black men
that didn't vote.
That did not vote or
voted for him.
No, but fuck the ones that voted for him, because if we go on 80 percentile, I'll take that. But it's the ones that did not vote. Because
there's a lot of people that was like, I don't give a fuck about that shit.
That's what I'm saying. And now we're here. No. You about to get your history way, taken out of school.
And those are going to be the ones that's going to be, the ones that are down there are going to be ones that's going to feel it first. Because ain't nobody stopping frisking none of us.
Absolutely.
The police like when they see us coming. That's what I don't understand people saying. Yeah.
And that's what you white Latinos.
Yeah.
You're not white.
You're not white.
Latin.
Somebody said they think
we need a whole other episode on Latin America.
They're not white.
Here.
And they went hard.
They went hard.
And guess what? It's going to be your people first. Which camera? Oh, it's going to be your people first.
Every camera is yours, bro. Let's go. You're right.
Am I lying?
No, you're not.
Well, hit that for me one time. It makes me feel better.
But you know what I think it is, though? I think it's the cut off the arm, cut off the hand and spite the arm. Not understanding that you really are hurting yourself. And, you know, the only thing I will think, I think this is true. The clips that they're circulating now, what he's saying, the reparations, mm-hmm. he said that's
big.
January.
Old.
Said, yeah.
That's January old. When he said he was a running right now. So it's like, to me, you had this, you knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
But I think that there are people who, because even with me, right, what I noticed was that there were a lot of men who just felt like, I can't talk. Mm-hmm. Like I ain't gonna lie to you, like, black women made me feel lame. Because I knew men were saying like that, but I was hosting an event, Kenny, and I'm sitting next to two very, very prominent black women. And literally, the guy who asked, the question he asked me to ask the men on the panel was, do you think, they're saying men don't vote for Kamala. What do you feel about that? And every man, like, that's bullshit. I'm voting for her. So you can hear them saying, stop asking that damn question. Take his mic. Why he asking about men voting for her? And I was like, okay. So I literally was like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm in line.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in line now. Because I was really trying to, I knew that the mentality of the men out there, because it got to this place where it's like, men fucked this up. And to be honest with you, Trump ran because he just ran on some like old school man shit. I'm gonna make it like, did you see that?
Well, he did in the end.
I'm gonna ask you, did you see something that I saw on YouTube? And you was talking about the Nick Fuentes guy when he was like, women, I control your bodies.
We control your bodies.
Control your bodies, bitch. Like, it was like,
yeah.
Like, bro, but I have a theory. This is what I believe is happening, because you're gonna understand this, because we talk about this all the time. I feel like Trump and them are playing a game that we're not seeing. They're playing the get money game, say crazy shit for the people over here so they don't see what's really happening.
No, but our whole world has been built on disinformation and misinformation.
True.
We have been mind controlled from the door. It's the fact that slaves had 20,000, not really, but they had 40 slaves to one slave master. Who not fucking him up and taking over the farm?
Immediately.
Over the property. Like, absolutely. We've been put in this mindset where we have been behind the eight ball the entire time, but the jig is up.
Yep.
See, because now in the most free, it's time of our lives.
Yep.
You got white supremacy reigning supreme.
Yep.
When black men said we want these stimulus checks, we want these events. No. You voted for white supremacy. or you didn't vote, so you voted for white supremacy. Yeah. And when it comes to your woman comment, the girl who said something to you while you were on your tour, black women are upset.
They're upset, exactly. And that's why I said I feel lame, bro.
No, but they have every right to be. But the one thing I don't want my queens to be doing is disrespecting your black men. Mm-mm. See, because you made a point earlier when we were getting ready for the show, it's like at the end of the day, you know, we've empowered our women like never before. The tables have evened out, right? We have had more access for our queens to get into business and get into the arena, right? And everybody don't belong in the arena. And I'm just saying this,
it's
y'all.
It's the truth, though.
But we can't disrespect each other. And then a lot of us shouldn't be in the conversation any motherfucking way because you're not educated.
But you know what?
You're not trying to educate.
Yeah, I want your take on how do we solve misinformation. Because, and this is why.
Blow the internet up.
Well, I agree, but here's
the only thing you need is a website. We need the web for access, but get rid of all social media platforms, and then we will get back to the real sport of life.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay, so, I know the next subject, so we can talk about that next.
So next, I want to discuss, because there's been an uprising.
Go on up! I love it. Let's go.
That's a rest, no disrespect.
Let's go.
It's been an uprising on TikTok of black women saying they're taking the capes off. Yeah. And, you know, because a lot of cultures, whether it be white, Hispanic, black, mixed, whatever it is, black women are on the forefronts fighting for other people. And after this election, it was kind of, as a black woman, it was kind of a slap in the face. Like, we showed up in numbers. Like, black women was the highest, you know.
My mom ain't voted since 1992.
Yeah.
My mom voted for Clinton. That's the last person made a vote, and she voted for Kamala. Like, I'm going
exactly.
to do this.
So we showed up in the way that we were supposed to, but it was like a slap in the face once the results came out because it was a scary moment for us if we felt unsupported. Yeah. So we have this uprising of black women saying, we're taking the cape off. Like, we going back to Starbucks. Y'all got it. Y'all got to fight y'all own issues. Mm-hmm. And everybody else, y'all on y'all own. And white women are upset about it. Like, they're appalled. They're
Hold
mad.
On, what?
They're yeah. mad. They're
those
mad.
Those
they're
are
mad.
The ones who support their rapists. Classes.
I didn't know that. That's the part I didn't know.
The reason we are in the
So it's like it's crazy because when we say we're done, now everybody got a problem. So I want to hear from you because I know that you said on your show recently, like, you about to start making people feel it too, and feel uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
I feel like black and you know, black women and men are both on some, like, y'all got to feel it now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, we got to take our foot off the gas because y'all don't show up for us when we need y'all.
Listen, mm-hmm. black women have saved our lives since the beginning of the time.
Yep.
They have spoken life into us. They have given us life. They have, you know, seen our purpose before we could see it. Mm. Y'all can't never not do that. It's innately part of your makeup, right? And I'm talking about black men specifically. Now, when it comes to the world, you're nurturers, right? The difference between you and the white women that voted for Trump is that they don't have an opinion. They do exactly what the oligarchy says do, right? Mm-hmm. What that patriarchal system says do.
Yep.
The white women that are on the right side of history, those are our allies and sisters. That's who you need to find and bond with. And that's who you need to grow with, because they are the ones who are marrying other races. They are the ones participating in the idea of what America's supposed to be.
Right.
See, our biggest issue, it ain't that y'all can't go back to Starbucks. If you like that motherfucker shaking green tea like I do, go get that motherfucker. I need an Impossible breakfast sandwich sometime. And listen, we have had things that have been reported can be true or not. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the things that affect your immediate world that have nothing to do with that. We talking about your homes, your families, your friend circles. If you got a white partner, big shout out to Justin Anthony. He owns Yebo. He owns, used to own 10 Degrees South. That's my partner. Mm-hmm. His wife's mother, you know, was tight and tight with us and babysit our kids. But when Trump first got elected, it got kind of weird. Not because they were being weird towards us, because they partners was Trumpers.
Yes.
Ooh. And now we don't even talk about that because we know what it is. Okay, they're not with the shits. They're, you know, a family and couple of the people, but they friends is wearing rhinestone Trump hats and goddamn Trump purses. So we got to call it like we see it going forward. We've known the underlay of white supremacy, but now they're not playing. To your point of Nick Fuentes, when you see they just put the guy from Fox News as
the Secretary of Defense, a host.
But hold on. But he's on his own station talking about he ain't washed his hands in 10 years. He don't believe in germs because he can't see them. But these are the type of people that will destroy our world. Yeah. But see, he doesn't have the power that You know what I'm saying? Trump has. When you look at Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, when the lawyer Mike Davis came out,
who was up for
her fight,
who was up for Attorney General, by the way,
going to be
called her fat.
He
like
called her
he fat,
said,
ass.
Fat ass. Your fat ass. We will lock you up. But see, you don't have those same luxury. You don't have those same protections. Where the camera at, sir? You don't have those same protections. Somebody come knock your head off.
Yeah.
You don't have nobody to protect you.
Yes.
But this is where we are in society. I'm not encouraging anybody to be violent.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, most of these motherfuckers are cowards. And if you check them with words at the door, they will shut them.
And to be honest with you, the way they
give me a round of applause.
Let's go. Let's go. We ain't never did that before. You got a gavel
for
us.
But to take it, I want to put it back in focus. I don't think black women can, I don't want to say this wrong.
Cannot.
Get off that front line. I'm going to tell you why.
They won't.
This country just showed you how racist it is. Joe Biden, that wall, that blue wall, would have stood with Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. But they said a black woman will not be president. They showed you that in blue states, we are not holding steadfast for this black woman. It's not happening.
But it's no women.
But I'm about to say, no women, because nobody was set up more to be a president than Hillary Clinton.
I agree.
Question.
No, it was like she had the Clinton name, the cachet, no Obama White House. She had it all, and she was running against a reality TV star. We Gucci. We good. And then he won. And I think it scared the shit out of everybody. He lost again. Mm-hmm. But to me, the biggest mistake the Democratic Party made was they put Joe Biden. This is all Obama's fault. Let me tell you why. Because Obama is who we really wanted. No, hit me out. Let me tell you why I say that. Because what really happened was Trump was coming, Hillary was lost, and it was like 2020 is like, we can't let that happen again. Who can win? There's only two people that can win. They both was connected to Obama. Michelle, Biden. Michelle was like, I don't want to be the president.
I don't think that's Obama's fault.
No, I'm being funny for not making
Biden step down and giving Kamala
the
full stretch.
Yes. Yes.
Because what she did in 107 days is unbelievable. Yeah,
$1 billion. By the way, I want to do this. I want to clap for her. Because I've been watching politics. Dog, she was in Georgia 3 times in a fucking 5-day period.
Yeah.
That means she's hitting Georgia, going to another state.
But she's like, the most qualified.
What?
She's the most educated. She was the most presidential. She had the best policies.
That's my point. You know what's scarier to me?
I want to ask y'all a question. I'm about to ask a very controversial question. Did her husband hurt her?
No.
He was white.
But I'm going to tell you what's scarier to me.
Because he was Jewish. That's what I was thinking.
Y'all both touched on it. Donald Trump was the entertainer the first time. It's like, he might be bad.
He's entertaining now.
Yeah, but now you know exactly what he is. And they still voted for him. That's the scariest shit in the world.
Can I say something?
Please.
The gag is, he didn't run on policy.
None.
He ran on the hate
and
the misinformation of white men.
Yep.
Listen to what I'm telling y'all. And this is why, like, I used to kind of, like, position myself and not say white men, because clearly white, all white men are not racist.
Not right, exactly.
But the majority of white men are with Donald Trump.
Yes. Yes.
It is in the voting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It is in the way we show.
He's
show
a hero. That,
yes.
He's
I don't
a
know
hero.
If they, I don't know. I don't know if it's their hero. He is the keeper.
Avatar. Can I tell you why I say the hero?
He's the keeper. He's the keeper of the white supremacy blueprint.
I'm going to tell you why I say he's a hero. The reason I say the hero is because, bro, niggas was quiet November 5th, bro. And then as soon as they knew he was going to win, the fucking MAGA hats came on. He's like, who going to fuck
with
us now?
But that's all.
That's why I said, it's like his hat empowered them. Because I saw seeing white men talking shit online like I ain't never seen.
You also saw 50 Cent goofy ass.
Yeah, say,
talking about with a winner. And that's whack. Because 50's such a leader.
Influential person.
And when you talk about, we're going to talk about it, I know, in a minute. But when you talk about superheroes in our community.
Absolutely.
Come on, bro. Really? You going to go. And I know it was algorithm thing and I'm going to talk shit thing.
Atrocious.
But you too big for that.
Your caption that I want to hang with the winners. Come on, bro. You don't understand the implications of what
at
you
all
say.
Costs.
Okay.
Right.
Jeez.
All I'm going to say is this. 50 Cent did make an album called Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah, I feel you.
He's standing true to that shit. Hey, I'm going to die. I'll sell my soul if I have to win. He showed you who he was. To me, it was more funny. 50 Cent is like the new Don King of America.
That's
like,
why money's our culture and not hip-hop.
Exactly. Absolutely. I love it. Damn that. Boy, you need to put that shit on a motherfucking shirt. Why would you? Damn, boy, that's a motherfucking bar right there. What we got next, Stanza?
So for the final point of my opening statement, I wanted to give y'all the space with the recent passing of Chubby Baby. I just wanted to give y'all the space to kind of reflect on who he was and how instrumental he was to our community and, you know, just reflect on it. So
I just say this. Chubby is my brother. He has so much love in his heart, and he gave it as many people as he can. And I just, it's the only thing that I, you know, I know everything is on God's plan, but my only thing I say is that I wish he was alive to see the love he got. Mm-hmm. When Kenny fucking Smith is on the show, and he's like, by the way, he shout out Chubby, and he forgot to shout out Clark Kent, who was his man also. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was like, Clark Kent too. But I was like, damn, that's so dope that they shouted him out. So for me to see him get love in death is like, that's why everybody say give them their flowers. That's why I always say give me my credit, man. I want my flowers, man, because I can leverage my credit. I can't leverage my flowers. Amen. And Chubby gonna have thousands of flowers at his wedding, at his funeral. It's gonna be a huge go away. We already know how it's gonna be, but it's like, man, all he wanted was love. Yeah. And to me, I say this to anybody listening: if you're in the music business, if you're successful, whatever you is, call your friends. I know it might be hard because we all busy. Like Kenny, what I usually do is I save my ride home for my phone calls. When I go into the house, I got a 45-minute drive to Fayetteville. I call everybody, yo, just checking what's on up, you. Right. Just find, because I use my 45-minute drive to the city to listen to, like, podcast books. But I you got to make time to call your friends. And I'm not going to lie to y'all. I just tell you a quick story. My man, shout out to Bachi. Love Bachi. Bachi called me and said, Ray, go see Chubby. And I was like, okay, when? He said, now. So I was like, I'm going to go. This is, like, late at night. Next morning, I go to the hospital. He's in room 43. I hit his wife because I'm like, damn, I'm just popping up on his family. Yeah. Like, he might be upstairs. I don't know what's going on. And she's like, Ray, we at home. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I pulled up to the house. And when I saw him, man, it was just like, I just couldn't stop crying because I'm like, I ain't never seen a friend that's my age suffering like that from some health shit. And all I say is, man, like, check on your friends, man. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't want to be controversial, man, but sometimes our spirit dies before our body does.
No question.
And usually what keeps our spirit alive is like a brother showing up. Like one day, bro, you don't even know I was having a fucked up day. Like 2 weeks ago, you called me. I'm just checking on you. And I'm like, man, I needed that. Yeah. And I was like, because sometimes you just want to know someone sees you. You see me trying. You see me hustling. You like, I could do this. And I could honestly say, like, one thing I could go to my grave with is knowing that when I saw Chubby and I knew that he was a star, and I took him directly to L.A. Reid, got him a job. And I never forget, Kenny, one of the most amazing moments in my career is when we got back in the car after L.A. told me he got the job. He called Mary and the kids on speaker.
That's
and he was like, I got the job. You hear him say, oh, my God, Daddy! Yeah. That shit made me want to cry because it's like, as men, all we do it for is our family.
No question.
And it's like, all I say, and if you love Chubby and if you see his family, his daughter, if you see his kids, just look out. Yeah. Game, yo, come on, man, I got you, little Chubby, whatever you need, like, because that's all we want as men. Same thing is behind me. It's something happened to you. I see your kids. I never met your kids, but they say, I'm capable. What you need? Because you know what? When I needed something, your dad was there for me. And I think we need more of that. And I just wish, I want us to surround him and his wife and his kids and get them as much love as they can, because they don't have that love in the house that we got from an hour of hanging out with them. They had that 24/7. Yeah. So that void is there, man. But man, shout out to Chubby, man. I love that dude, man. I'm just glad that the last time I saw him alive, I kissed him and I prayed with him, and I kissed him on his forehead. I prayed with him and I just told him, man, I love you. And man, it's just fucked up. I'm sorry, I can go.
Nah, I mean, listen, it warms my heart to hear that he had a friend like you and that so many people are now coming out saying how they feel about him.
Yeah.
Obviously, rest in peace, Chubby. Rest in peace, Clark Kent.
Rest in peace, Clark Kent, too. By the way, two guys that did so much for our culture.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And we got to keep their name alive. Yeah. We have to, bro.
I'm all cried out.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I wasn't as tight with Chubby as you were, but over the...
But I know Clark was your man, though.
Yeah, he put me in the game.
Yeah.
But to spend time with Chubby was to be inspired. Because mm-hmm. he showed up genuinely and authentically himself every time.
Yeah,
all he
smiling.
Wanted, to your point, was love. But this is a lesson for people, man. You know, don't put so much onus, you know what I'm saying, in other people.
Yeah.
You know, because he was the light. He would come into a room
absolutely.
And have that light and fuck everybody up with the good energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, rest in peace, Chubby. You are not going to be forgotten, my brother.
Not
Clark Kent, we sent you off in the best way possible. Jay-Z was there. Anybody he ever touched was in the building. And that's what it's about, man. And to your point, Ray, you know, give people their credit so they can use it while they're here.
Yeah, because Clark Kent thing, I knew he, I found out maybe, no, when the internet blew up that he was the one that put Jay and Big together. He produced.
That's how I met Jay.
He produced Brooklyn's finest.
Yeah, yeah. Who became my father, yeah, my surrogate father. Like, yeah. No, he was the glue.
Yeah, and then he didn't seem like he wanted nothing. That was the part that I respected. Like, it was like, I'm a DJ, that's what I do, but if I could connect some dots, I'll do that too.
And all without an ass.
Yes.
Everybody today is like, yo, can I get 10%?
Yeah, I hate that, bro. I hate that, bro.
Get the fuck out of here.
If I can help you get some money, I'll help you. It depends how much effort it takes. If I got to stop my day for a week to do it, then it's different. I'm working every day with you. But if you need me to make a phone call, I make that phone call. My little man just hit me, asking me to connect him with somebody for a deal. I'm going to do that shit.
Absolutely.
More of that.
For me, whether you knew him or you didn't know him, Chubby's story was a story of perseverance and reinvention. And he was really, really good at it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to get long-winded. I'll say this. There's a select few people, especially in our business, that everybody likes. You know what I mean? No matter what you've been through, everybody likes you, your spirit. That
everybody,
was Chubby.
Everybody.
That was Chubby.
Facts. Yeah. Round of applause for Chubby, baby. Round of applause for Clark Kent.
Let's go.
Well, that's perfect. So going into our debate, our first topic centers around the election. We're gonna be talking about the election for a while.
By the way, we should. You wanna know why we should? We need 4 years to get you motherfuckers to understand what's going to happen.
We need people to actually participate for 4 years.
That's my point. That's what I'm saying. Like, we need to start it now. Absolutely. Like, let's start the campaign now, knowing in 4 years what it's going to be.
Because your local government is important.
And it's coming up.
In 2 years, local government. Actually, next year is the mayor.
For sure. We need y'all to vote.
Shout out to Lucky Energy, because you didn't tell me. Look, I've sipped like 3 sips of this, and bro, I am like,
So what are we talking about, Sam?
With that being said, Donald Trump is a 47th president, as I said, of the United States. Do you all think that we'll ever see a woman president?
As long as white supremacy is the ruler of America, I don't think we'll see a woman, period. Mm. This election taught us that is the truth.
I'm gonna say this. I ain't gonna lie. When I first knew she was running, I was like, it's gonna be hard. And then, bro, she ran so good. I was like, and what threw me off, what made me change my mind, where I was like, she gonna win, was when 75,000 people came to D.C. in the cold that night at a rally. That's Obama type shit. Like, it was almost like the spirit. And it was a moment on SNL where she was on there, and it was a moment where her and Maya Rudolph, who played her, it made my heart smile. When you can see these two black women just kind of like smiling at each other, saying, if we could just get to Tuesday and win, you know how different it's going to be. And I feel like the thing that scared me, my answer is no. I don't think we'll have, in my lifetime, I don't think we'll have a female president. I think we have a better chance of having a hybrid, a transgender than we would a female.
Really?
Is hybrid a bad word?
Hey,
is hybrid a bad word?
What?
Can I tell you why?
Because Chris Jenner?
No. To me, the reason why I say why is because I think there was something about, like, I think there was a, okay, Kenny, here's what I'm going to say. I said this on the show, by the way.
You can say you didn't mean it and
we
go forward.
No, I meant that. I'm going to tell you why. I said this on the show. Remember I said, I don't know who's going to win, but it's going to be a blowout. Remember I said that? And I really thought she was going to blow him out, but he blew her out. Now, let's be clear. His supporters were quiet. They weren't, like, don't get me wrong. I ain't talking about the rallies. The rallies is different. The rallies is come one, come all. I'm talking about, we ain't really see people wearing a MAGA hat like in 16 and 2020. But it was almost like everybody was like, we know what we doing. Let them celebrate. Let them party. Let them think it's this magical moment. Because it was so, like, every swing state he won. So for me, that's what made me say, and it's not that I don't think we have a female president. I just don't think that, I think the Republican Party would never nominate a female president. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the Democratic Party is going to risk it after Trump took over in the Senate. And I feel like they have to look at themselves and say, who are we? That's why I don't think, well, in my lifetime.
The first thing you said with regard to, this country is run on power and industry. And you saw both of them in this election. That's number one. But
perfect.
With regard to them being quiet, you got to understand that I don't think they felt confident until 2 weeks prior. And
really?
I don't. And I'm going to tell you.
I think they felt confident when he started getting more unhinged.
No.
Because it was, can you know, Brian, I thought just like you, but then I was like.
Well, let me tell you what.
Okay, go ahead.
We went from Trump said, black people, I got you. Black people said, he said, okay. I got you, Hispanics. Some Hispanics were like, okay. LGBTQ, I got you. They were like, no. He said, okay. So much so that he went at the end and said, They've got them. I got you.
No, he said, you got, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah,
I mean, that straight was a great slap in the face,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, and then using Charlamagne and the absolutely. Breakfast Club saying, I don't want Kamala to get surgery.
So let's take it by the numbers. Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, and everybody else under the
sun.
But
that was also that women, because women,
no, I agree.
Women could have won this election. But those white women that are married,
voted with their husbands. They voted with their husbands.
But that is my point.
Husbands, they didn't go in that booth by themselves, which you could have. Nobody was in that booth with you. No, but the world needs compassion.
Absolutely.
And there's no man alive that's going to give the compassion that we need.
But to your point, other than a woman. That shows you know, just how racist this world still is.
So and my sexist. Answer, no, and say, sexist. I say sexist, then racist.
Sexist, then racist. But my answer is no. Because again, it is anonymous. You know what I mean? Make your vote public and then let's see what happens.
Yeah. Waka Flocka. Who didn't
why
vote?
Not? Why not?
Who didn't vote?
If we can come out to rally and we can speak, then make your vote public. You know, but a lot, the reason why I said I don't think they knew, a lot of black people who supported him last time didn't come out public this time. I chastised every last one of them. I said, okay, so you let Amber come out, you let Chef G come out. Why didn't you come out? Because if he loses.
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. the Coach Referee. And I want to ask you, are you ever frustrated with uploading a video to YouTube and you get no views? I know I was when I first started. If you're a music artist and you have your own podcast or your content creator, look no further. WAM Promotions has gotten you covered. They specialize in high-end targeted YouTube campaigns that deliver real views, real subscribers, and most importantly, real growth. So if you're struggling with real organic YouTube growth, I'm here to tell you to go on WAM Promotions and use the promo code GODS and receive 20% when you check out. Tell them Ray sent you, you got 20% off. Let's go, guys. I'm looking to see you guys on the charts. Let's go.
You can't take that hit again. Mm. So a lot of them were quiet and saying, you know what?
And Bad Bunny costs so much heat.
Yeah. Oh, if he wins, I'm out. What? But if he loses, oh, yeah.
But dog, they literally dance in your face, and we did nothing. And literally, the people who's going to vote for him voted for their pocket. That's what I said. When I saw that guy call the future attorney general call the New York DA
fat ass.
Yeah. On the interview, like proudly,
you
it was like you right. like on the, proudly it was like, oh, we in trouble, because that's what America been wanting to be. Yeah, and I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. This election was the most important election probably of our lifetime, because this election was gonna be an election when we went into the utopia of women leadership. It was gonna be a different country going forward the next 100 years. They took us back. Some white male
it's
running
be,
the
it's gonna be at least
modern Jim Crow.
Yeah, it's gonna be at least three generations.
Yeah,
it's gonna
that will be undoing what's gonna be done in the next 4 years.
Yeah, I agree.
But even in addition to what he said, you got Trump saying Michelle came out and said this against me. We have something special planned for Michelle. I'm like, I'm Obama. You can't say that about my wife. You have something special planned.
Yeah, but
for
he
my
didn't
wife?
Say it. So, and he's been talking shit. So you gotta wonder why he didn't go there. Because he said exactly those words, yeah, but he left it on the table from there.
Yeah, but I think, but I also think he says that, this is what I believe he's doing. It's like, I caught it. I'm like, he says that to make us go, what the fuck? So while we on TV, we talking about what he did, which means we're still talking about him.
No question.
Rather than saying like, here's what's happening, here's how it affects you, almost not even mentioning the name. But I ain't gonna lie, I think that inflation killed us. By the way, inflation came in the 2020 year.
But he was cleaning.
Everybody had money, more money than ever had in their life.
He was cleaning up what he did.
We have to. The inflation is because we are under Trump's economic policy as it stands right now.
Yeah. So watch these tariffs coming.
Trump inherited Obama's America, which is why we were. So everybody's praising Obama.
No question. Listen.
They're praising Obama's economy. So when y'all were up. It was because of Obama.
Yes. The Treasury Department has it left
policies.
And right.
Right.
They're like,
exactly.
Biden?
People don't understand
Trump.
Just simple, you know, economics, how the government works, how the policies transition. But I think what I'm most fearful for, because one fear, I only fear God. But what's scary about this entire thing is I don't really think people realize how much power he actually holds.
Oh, no
because
question.
We have
oh,
the House.
No question.
We have the Senate.
Can I use that?
We have the presidency. The presidency. But we also know that Justice Alito and Thomas are now stepping down, which means he has
two more majority.
And by the way, he already made.
And that means that. By a vote, because they have majority vote, he can undo all of this thing.
Absolutely.
So that means
no,
gay marriage.
Undo,
yeah, gay really. Marriage is about to
oh,
be
no, no,
in
no,
question.
No, 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 no. He said anybody immutilate a child, no transgenders no more.
Yeah, no.
Oh, they about to go crazy.
Yeah,
but it's only saying,
no, no. I want to talk to the nigga rappers. You nigga rappers, you nigga rappers, and you white Latinos. It's
Come
up.
On.
Yeah. It's up.
It's up.
Your whole life is changed. It's about to- if it doesn't affect you personally, it's going to affect somebody you know. Because all this thug getting out of jail with 5 years, with 15 years probation and 20 years back time if you get caught. Listen, y'all ain't got them lawyers. Y'all ain't got them type of friends. Y'all don't have that type of access.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You, what I call them?
What
I just call them?
White Latinos?
No, I got that one. What's the other one I call these niggas?
Nigga rappers.
You nigga rappers. You white Latinos. It's up. It's up.
It is. It is. But I just think that they voted for themselves. I think that.
But how? If it's against your own interest.
Yeah, but the scares me.
They don't know, to your point.
Black scares
me. So what he said and what you said.
But they also said, but I saw that.
I've seen videos and women was like, a white woman was like, I didn't know that Obamacare was the Affordable Care Act. And I just think that it shows how good Trump is. He could run a masterclass on propaganda because he ran it so well that people, he got so many people to say, let's get rid of Obamacare. Let's get it. And they don't even know it's their health care that they're voting against.
Elon Musk then created a marketing company. Yeah, did y'all hear about that?
Yeah.
So there can still be election,
Interference.
Yeah.
Interference.
It's all numbers.
But the point.
His platform X to
absolutely. Yeah. Get off of X today. Get off of X and sell your Tesla X.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah. But I just feel that we are to your point, to all of our points. The next 4 years is going to be a telltale sign how the rest of our lives are going to be.
Period. Yeah. That's what I want
now,
people to know.
Now, our children going to be in their 50s.
Yes. Yeah. Before they could change it.
Before they could change
it. That's why I asked. That's why I wanted to ask the question about president in our lifetime. In our lifetime, because I'm like she, Hillary 16, Kamala in 24, it's like 28, what's that going to look like? 32? But you got to remember, the Republican Party is going to have a stronghold. My only fear with Trump, if I'm being honest with you, because it's fucked up, because I really prayed about this. I ain't lying. I prayed about this. I was like, if Trump win, I know what's going to happen. It's going to happen. How your Robin Hood look? I'm up like.
Everybody's up.
That's my point. Why is everybody up? Because the person in the White House that they know is going to be making policies that help money. So I knew that, but I was like, it ain't about money.
But hold on. But they're quick hits, though.
That's true. No, that's true.
Okay, Tesla made $15 million the next day. Okay, and $15 billion. And then he dropped. But my point is, that shit is a hustle.
Yeah. It is.
First of all you rapper niggas, buy your shit. Own your home. No. And all you white Latinos. You better protect your people.
But you know what I want to say? You know what the white Latinos said? I saw white Latinos. They said, bro, this is really, if I'm being honest with you, this election really shows how much white privilege has made us hate ourselves. Because you had, you had white Latinos, as you call it, white Latinos saying, I know Trump is not going to get rid of the hardworking ones. He's going to get rid of the other ones.
Yeah, no question. So that's the thing.
But they voting against, they still their people. And once they get rid of them, and then now that that's gone, and your neighbor Tyler looking at you coming up, and they fucking like that. I told everybody, I said 2020, I swear to God, I said 2020, and people got mad at me. I said, Trump gonna win because he's the only thing stopping the Latino explosion. Because you remember how they were saying, in 2050, the Latinos are going to be the majority. Us as niggas, we ain't been the majority ever. We just like, cool. We just happy as our brown brothers. White people was like, no fucking sir.
Well, the problem and the reason they want this abortion thing to stand is because they need these white babies.
These white babies, yeah.
Their white daughters are falling in love with all types of races.
Yes.
And they're having these mixed babies. Yep. But see, you white Latinos is the problem, too. You white Latinos ain't white.
Yeah,
as
you're
soon
not.
As one of them babies come out dark, you done fucked up the algorithm.
But they gonna let Nick Fuentes in. Let him in. He's white. And then they gonna say you're Latin Fuentes.
But this is, hold on. I want to ask.
Wrong line.
I just want to bring this up because disinformation and misinformation is the new standard. This man had a fake assassination attempt. Mm. You've never seen the body from that man.
So who's the fastest healer on the planet?
No. Not only is he had that Doberman Pinscher Band-Aid on him for like a week. And then the shit was gone, right? But in the thing, they had a dismembered fucking. But my point to y'all is, get ready for more of that shit.
Oh, bro, it's gonna be crazy.
Get ready. And what they want y'all to do, they want y'all to buck. They want you to go crazy and be violent.
Absolutely.
Because most of them are cowards. So all they're gonna do is invoke martial law. I'm gonna tell you, this shit is gonna start happening in these cities. All them cities they call woke cities and sanctuary and all this, they gonna start turning up. I don't want y'all to buck and get y'all head bust because y'all really not about no revolution.
Saying, I'm going to let you all carry concealed weapons.
I about to say, Trump also said, and except for three states, I guess New York is one. I don't know the other states. I think D.C., but he was like, it's three states that you cannot carry guns unless you're like high level. He was like, I want the rest of the country to have
be able to carry concealed weapons.
They know what they're doing. They know. It's like let's let the bottom people
Wild West.
Kill the bottom people, yeah. Kill them off while we folks. Like I said, we're gonna make noise while they looking over there. We're gonna walk through that door, get our money. Whoever's coming with us, come with us, get the money. They still talking about how we called that lady fat over there. They don't even know. We only said that because we knew it was going to outrage you.
Fat.
And so for me, it's like we can't be emotional.
You're not.
That's why. And the only thing I said.
Lose the emotion and keep the passion.
Go ahead.
I have a question. Regardless of whether your husband is racist and your husband's like, you better go in there, you better pull that lever, Trump. How do you abandon human decency when it comes to grab him in the pussy and hey, never fat ass and
that type of white man has never had it.
No, I'm saying white women.
No, they don't. But
that's
listen,
who they are attracted to.
Yeah, it's patriarchal. No. They have this. Okay,
go ahead.
They literally have been fucking oppressed too. Yeah. And I'm not making no excuse for them standing beside that bullshit. But they had to raise them black babies that was made outside the house. They have to.
Crazy. That shows you just how much influence we don't have.
No, but it's not about our influence. It's about the fact that we don't even fucking do the right thing by each other, and we're expecting somebody else's race to do right by us.
I agree.
The problem is that we do have enough white women that are on the right side of history and white men, but it's this small group of motherfuckers around this lucky energy thing.
Who's afraid of us being equal? I don't mind being the bottom of the barrel, but at least I know I'm the bottom of the top barrel, and that the people up. That's all it is.
Because the only reason Georgia was won was because the white meth heads outside of fucking Atlanta. Because Gwinnett's going to go. Fulton County's going to go. Cobb going to go.
Yep.
But it's them toothless motherfuckers that are stupid as fuck.
And that's what. Here's the difference. You just said it.
No, it's the truth.
No, Kenny, you just said it. Their toothless motherfuckers still vote.
Yeah.
Our toothless motherfuckers.
It is like, part of the patriarchal system.
Yes, you're right.
All
right.
I think that's a good fucking point.
Damn.
What gives me a little hope is that we've been black our entire lives.
Hell yeah.
This has been our America since the beginning. We're gonna be fine. But everybody else is about to find out. You know, everybody else, white women, Latinos, Asians found out with affirmative action that it wasn't, you know, black people that now they can't get into colleges, and it really was, you know, white, you know, high. So I just think that everybody else is about to figure it out. They're about to see how much the proximity is about to change.
I'm gonna say this last thing on the subject. Black women, I understand where y'all at. You gotta let us handle it this time. Because what they're gonna
be careful, Ray.
No, hear me out. No, hear me out. Let me tell you why I say that. You'll agree with this because they're going to antagonize you to make you react so they can react.
They got way more patience than us.
No. So that's my point. Yeah. So they basically saying, what are you going to do, fat ass? And you know, us in our hood, that's fighting words. I'll beat your motherfucking ass. You talk about me. So they're going to antagonize you. But I will tell you this. You won't see no white man yelling at a nigga face.
No, but let me just
that's what I mean by okay, let no, us
have I agree with
man,
I
wouldn't have been said.
Yeah, I agree with a man stepping up for black women in these cases.
Just to handle
absolutely.
I'm just saying, leave Nick and Fuentes to us. You want to handle somebody, handle Candace Owens, handle them, but leave Nick Fuentes to us. Exactly, nigga, because we on his ass.
Absolutely.
And by the way, we ain't here to be your enemy. We just here to say, you ain't going to do that.
Because
if you do that, you're going to have a different problem.
Yeah, I'll fuck you up.
I promise you ain't going to want to handle. Because I will go to jail for fucking you up, and I promise you won't do it again.
Easy charge.
Perfect.
Let's go to the next one. What's next up, bro?
So,
by the way, I love talking to you. I just want to say, I love talking to my nigga. Hey, Kenny, let the clip go.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted you here. Because I was telling Jack, I was like, yo, I just want Kenny to let the clip go. Yeah. Because what America needs now more than anything is a black daddy. And black daddy don't give a fuck what he said. I don't give a fuck what you nigga rappers feel. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about y'all feel because y'all fucked up. And I'm going to tell y'all till we end up in a ditch. Then I'm saying, now y'all want to listen to me? And that's what you're doing. And I love it.
Microphone interference won't be a mistake.
Go ahead, SP.
Life is crazy. And bad things happen. And I'm sure a lot of our viewers can relate to having some, you know, crazy moments happen right now. Ray, what's something that you do to keep going?
What I like to do to keep going is I drink my lucky energy drink to give me some energy because I know I have the winner in me. I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like today I came in really tired and I taste that lucky energy. It hits you.
Took you there.
It takes you. It makes me want to run and scream and yell. And by the way, it's all natural. That's what makes it dope. So I do that when I'm trying to pick myself up.
Absolutely. And
It's crazy that you mentioned Lucky Energy because the founder himself has been through, walked through so many different things. He was in a plane crash where 136 people died and he survived. He's raising.
He's one lucky fuck.
Yeah, he's one. He's definitely lucky. And his father passed away in that plane crash as well. He's also raising a daughter that has special needs. And so part of the branding of the company is that they want to show.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, that life continues to move forward and you can still move on despite all of the bad things that have happened to you. Lucky Energy has been a part of different videos. Friday's Baddest in the Room, Sukiana's Out, and they've given away about $20,000 in flight credits. Yeah, we need flights. Yes.
Sponsoring the show.
Right, fly us out.
We'll film an episode in first class, me and Stanzawood. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely. So I think it's just, you know, great to highlight what the founder has done and continues to do for the people, and not even the people that support his brand, but those who don't as well. So if you want to check out Lucky Energy, be sure to check them out on Amazon. We're going to provide the link in the comment section below, and you're going to get $12 off. So, yeah, shout out to Lucky Energy. Thank you for giving us the freedom to fly.
Thanks for making us feel lucky.
I'm sorry. So we had an interesting conversation pre-production that like you were standing on business, you got rid of your Tesla, you immediately got off of X. So
Kenny is not playing.
Has capitalism killed the hero in our community?
It's a little bit more information. Oh. By the way, I'll make this known, That's Debatable show, Everything Ray Daniels Presents, we watch Kenny Burns shows. Mm-hmm. I want to put that out there. So what I want to say that we was watching his show and he was speaking about where are the black heroes? And by the way, I'm listening like I'm in a room with him, and I'm like, I think money got him.
Right.
So the real question is Kenny was speaking on black heroes and the lack of in our community, which is kind of what the biggest problem is, because it felt like every nigga just wants to get money.
Yeah.
That's it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just feel like
100%.
It felt like everybody has taken on a get rich or die trying mentality at all costs.
Yeah.
They forgot that part at the end of the title.
Capitalism has become our culture.
Intended
and creativity is no longer our culture.
Yep.
You know, we have always been inventors. We've always, you know, brought music to the highest possible levels in any genre. And, you know, we don't care about that anymore. And because of it, we're losing. All we have is death and misogyny rap. All we have is functioning drug addicts. All we have is
women talking about
repeated gangster. Yeah, that's misogynistic. But even like the gangster mentality, you know what I mean? Back in the day, gangster mentality was like, I'm letting you know you're not fucking with me.
Mm.
I'm letting you know, fuck you, police. You are abusing us. We don't want that shit. But then you had 800 different songs that brought you back center. They have nothing. They have no love movements. They have no motherfucking orators that are speaking like a Martin Luther King. That's not my generation or Malcolm X. But they don't even have a Farrakhan. Ooh. They don't have anybody, and big shout out to 19 Keys, and there are bright, shining, you know what I'm saying, individuals.
But there's so many people
in the arena, they get drowned out by the rhetoric.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't have the opportunity to listen to motherfuckers with real information.
Yep.
There's no way, in my opinion, that the Kenny Burns show should only get 20,000 downloads a month. I should have a million.
Me too.
I'm not just saying it so you can understand it, but I've been through it.
You're guiding it. You're guiding us.
You feel me? Yes. And I've always been leading culture, but it's like, there's so many voices in the algorithm that there's so many people in the arena. Everybody's not supposed to be in the arena.
I agree. Yeah, it's definitely.
Because taking up a cause is a responsibility and everybody's not prepared.
And for me, I feel like it got to the place where our heroes were our rappers, right? And then it felt like everybody got owned. It felt like everybody was like, I ain't saying that. I ain't fucking my money up. I'm not fucking my money. And the only thing I think that's why I said, in this future presidency going forward, free speech is going, like, it's going to be, like, at its highest. You're going to have white people saying, Nick, and guess what, y'all? We can't react.
Right. We can't say it.
So what we have to do is.
We can.
We have to.
Not your problem.
We have to come into a position where it's like, if you come in my space, I'm going to kill you. Because that's what y'all would do to us. You antagonize me.
Wait, you saying we got to say that?
No, I'm saying, yeah, like, just basically, that's how they move. Like, if you touch me, I'm going to shoot you or I'm going to call the police. Like, that's how white people. Niggas be like, what's up? Let me take my shit off. So I'm saying that we got to get back to that place.
But to bring it back in focus, though, how do you, there are no heroes. How do you expect it to be galvanized? And I'm going to tell you.
I love that.
But let me say this. Yeah. Let me say this, that's right? True. We always see Thanksgiving and it's like, oh, let's boycott Black Friday. Okay, well, cool. You're going to make it money Saturday because you're going right back on Saturday. When you look at where I'm from, Alabama, you look at the Montgomery Improvement Association that did the Montgomery bus boycott. That was 381 days. Yep. 381
of people
days
walking to work.
Of walking to
I don't
work.
Know about
that. Ask a motherfucker to get off Instagram exactly. for 381 yeah. days.
Get off Twitter. Let's get off Twitter. By the way, if we did that, if that's all we need a hero, we need one person that we trust to say, that we know ain't owned, to say, we're not fucking with Twitter right
well,
now.
Well, can I say this? And to your point, we don't have heroes anymore because we don't give people the time to become heroes. And I agree. We don't give people the pulpit and have those moments, right? The reason an Obama pierced through because he had the world stage.
I was just about to say, we don't give the right people.
But to the point, he didn't have it. He was a senator.
Right. No, I'm saying him, for sure.
I'm giving you the example of why we think social is end-all, be-all, or why we think the party or the look is so important. Mm-hmm. Obama said, I'm a senator, I can speak better than any of these motherfuckers. Mm. And my mama white.
Yep.
Right? I'm going to go get in this game where people need to be encouraged. They need to have some type of hope. Right? Not only did he ace that test, he made me, Kenny Burns, want to be a better man.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's not by him saying be a better man. That's why when they had the comments about him saying the black women comments, like, shut the fuck up if I smack the shit out you for him. Because you really aren't making sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't say nothing wrong or that some responsible black man hadn't said in your lineage.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You goofy nigga rappers. And I'm tired because at the end of the day, can't nobody break through because there's so many naysayers. How many people you see say something amazing and then they attack them like piranhas?
Yeah. And then, by the way, and the attacks usually come from us.
It always comes. Stand up now. It always comes from us.
And by the way, that's what we can't afford in the Trump presidency. You should hit the gavel on that. We cannot afford to attack each other.
But here's the thing. Media is portraying that we are divided. Yeah. And now the narrative, if you look at so many voices, well, no, we are. But it's like.
And it is not their doing.
But you know what's crazy? They're saying we're not as divided as you guys thought. We were with Trump the entire time. And it's a lot of us.
That's a lot of people saying that.
But I want to say it's about black people. We have the information.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the information, you can no longer blame a people for your lack of information, wanting to receive it, learn it, understand it, and move forward.
Absolutely.
You cannot blame white folk for your motherfucking inconsistencies.
It's a lot of willful ignorance going on.
Come on.
yes.
Going around in the world right now, and it's willful, and then it's us that we have to teach and we have to do that. And it's like the information is there. If you can spend hours and hours shuffling through Instagram, TikTok, and X all day, the problem is because our attention spans are getting smaller and smaller as the years progress.
As the years progress,
no one is going outside. I said this to Ray the other day. Like, if it's on a white background in bold font, people take it as fact. You know, anything that they post on the Shade Room, like, they don't go further. We're not going to go.
Or Baller Alert.
Yeah. They're going to see it on there and just like, oh, this is fact. This is what it is. And we have to take that extra step and do those extra steps that require us to read reputable sources
so that we can be more. But here's another thing, though.
But it's willingness.
Here's another thing. And I'm going to talk to us. There is this. And I only can say that because I was that, right? You and Kenny, y'all went to college and shit. You went to college.
Ho, 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 ho.
I thought you went to Howard.
Everybody calm down. I got locked up my senior high school. Ooh. I tried to go to Morris Brown. And oh. Dropped out first semester.
Okay, so you didn't get a degree?
No.
Okay, see, that's good. That's good to know. Because I was going to say, there is...
I appreciate the thought.
No, but I was going to say that because there is this hierarchy in our community where it's like, you don't know, we know, so listen to us. Mm-hmm. When it really should be, let me teach you. Let me explain to you how it works, right? So now it becomes the ignorant nigga just be like, well, if I'm gonna be an ignorant nigga to them and I'm an ignorant nigga to you, I might as well just be an ignorant nigga to both sides and just stay the fuck out of it. So it gotta be a no longer an excuse to be an ignorant nigga. The ignorant rapper is like, this is the opportunity to get in the room with them and say, here's how it works. Right. But they think it's already. But I will say this, going to the next subject, because I wanted to talk about the next subject that leads to this. We know that the rappers, the Chef G's, the guys that stood next to Trump, the Kodaks, these are guys that are making street rap, and their main concern, no disrespect because I don't know them, but I feel like I know people like them, is getting to the money, right? We want to get to the money, but we don't want to hurt families to get to the money. They just want to get to the money, and Trump is making Trump is actually in the room with them saying, what y'all need, I'm going to give y'all what y'all need. Go ahead, Kenny.
To my brother's point, with all respect, mm-hmm. fuck you.
Okay.
Not you.
Others.
Let
others
me
say.
Say that on 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. With my brother.
You got it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. To what my brother said, at the end of the day, with all disrespect, I mean it. Fuck you.
Yes.
Every ounce.
And you know why? Because ain't no way these nigga rappers be around some high profile shit and some fly shit and you acting like a nigga. Oh no, you getting your toes done, you getting your hands done, you getting your hair braided, you looking good, you getting massages. You know what I'm talking about? Then you wanna go back outside and talk to the ones that got the Dracos and the Acos and all the
like
things.
Like you with them, but you like living that life.
But you living that
but
life.
But we selling ourselves, that's what I mean.
No, but we're selling each other that's out because you ain't real. If that's what you portraying, you not that.
Yeah.
Listen, when you see everybody telling, I don't come from that era. When you see everybody telling,
yeah,
everybody,
yes,
you don't get no plea without admitting to something.
Yes.
You do, and I'm innocent. Listen, this is across the board.
I think you should go to the next subject because that's what he's leading into.
No, I'm saying this shit is mind-blowing.
Hip hop.
What's real?
Community.
Because, I mean, bro, you got to understand, this is Chef G and Amber Rose, but that shows you how much that side thinks about us. They're like, you know what? Y'all have Beyonce and you've got Billie Eilish. We have Chef G and Amber Rose. Okay.
I don't even know who that is.
What?
I mean, I know who Amber Rose is.
I know Chef G is because I'm into music, but my point is this, is that, I just want to tell y'all a quick 30-second story. I wrote a letter four years ago, changed my whole life. It was called Dear White Music Execs. All my black friends was like, thank you for that, Ray. Man, thank you for telling them I struggle. All my white friends was like, go get paid, Ray. They're going to ask you what you want, make the money. And I'm like, I didn't write the letter for money. I wrote the letter because I wanted to just put a light on the struggles that we have. And they was like, that's cool.
But also but take you, money.
No, they, but listen, they said, all my black friends said it publicly. And this time it was right around George Floyd. It was that. That's why I went this. But I always thought about that. Like my black friend said, thank you. And my white friend said, get paid. So what I'm thinking is that we have to, Trump appeals to the most selfish side of us. I even said it, like, I campaigned to help Kamala because I felt lame not campaigning to somebody that looked like my family. I just don't understand that. So I did it, but it was, I knew Trump's whole thing was, he just wants to get money. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we know everybody standing next to him, they're going to get programs, everything else to get the money. Mm-hmm. I know we got to move on. I just want to ask you a question. It's a yes or no for Brian and Kenny and you, because you talking. And I'll ask the two of y'all like me to. If Trump administration reaches out to one of y'all right now and say, hey, we want to learn how to work with your community better. We want to learn how to do better. Trump wants to talk to you. It can be a private meeting. The world ain't got to know. Are you going yes or no?
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to say yes. The only thing I'm going to say yes is because I feel like I'm not saying it's not, but here's the thing. At least I can hear the trick. At least I can figure out the trick.
No, you hear it. You heard it.
Yeah, he showed up. You hear it, nigga.
What appeals to Trump is that he shows up as himself every single day. He puts it on the forefront, right, so you don't have to go to the meeting to know what you're about to get.
Yeah, but
you know what? You know the most the best thing y'all said today was the problem is us, because I'm glad you brought up the dear white people thing, because when we found out it was you, we all posted it. You remember that scene
with
Jerry Maguire where when he wrote
Jerry Maguire.
Was like,
that was my life.
Finally said it. Guess what? It was a lot of black people who still work for labels that were like,
I ain't saying that to that nigga.
I'm not saying that. Not
posting already, that. And I, by the way, you're right, but that's my point. I wasn't thinking economics. I was just thinking as a black man. No, you're right. No, you're right. But what I'm saying is that I feel like I would rather have me asking him questions and talking to him about what we need than one of those nigga rappers who's like, man, we just want to get the money, bro.
But hold on. Okay. Y'all are both too intelligent to sit down with him. He's not on your level. And we, just like in our own communities, we can't keep trying to help the nigga rappers that don't want no help. No, I'm just saying.
I got you.
I just want to get to my point.
Like, I got you. My bad.
I don't want to keep trying to help the nigga rappers that don't want no help.
Yeah.
And I don't want to help any white person that got to try to understand me when you grew up with me.
Yep.
That's the biggest problem. Mm. We grew up loving hip hop together from the door.
Yeah.
But when you got the opportunity in corporate America, look out for me. You did not.
Man, let me motherfucking dap this nigga up, nigga. If that ain't every black man,
that's
black
every
person
one of
in America. Because we get our white friends, we love them, we treat them like our brothers. When we listen to rap music, we tight as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
We best friends. As soon as you go in corporate world, it's like, how you doing, Ray?
But that's what we got. And the point is,
hold on, what happened to the dap?
But that's why we gotta leave certain people behind. Because the one thing I know about black folk, if you made to feel stupid or minuscule or little then, you're going to feel a way about that shit. And the only way you can really affect people is make them feel it in their soul.
Yes.
That's the same with white people.
I just want to say this. When Malcolm X called, you remember he called King a coon, right? And said he had coons around him.
Sure. Definitely said that.
He said you have to take up a cause knowing that it can be utter detriment to yourself, meaning that you can't flip when it's advantageous for you to flip. So when I said you wrote that and people were like, quietly, like, yeah, Ray, but you're not doing this. A lot of us were like,
so
yeah,
Malcolm,
yeah,
Malcolm,
you
as he became more educated and worldly, he took it back.
But to me, I feel, that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, I feel like we all getting better.
I love this conversation.
Me too. Me and Kenny did an interview probably a year ago. I feel smart. I feel better. You're better. So we're all getting better, but there are people, but I even asked you, I ain't going front. Like, me and Kenny said that. I'm like, bro, you be inspiring me to work out. When you find time, because that's me admitting that as a black man, I see another black man doing something that I know I got
to
do, especially on the heels of one of my closest friends in the music dying from health shit.
Yeah.
So I know it, but I just want to, my thing is this, man, I want to help us, and I feel like.
That's why, with your community.
That's why you got the Kenny Burns show, and I started this, like, I'm losing money doing this. When you watching this shit, I'm asking you to watch, but I'm losing money doing this shit because it's so important. And I'm like, when I meet God, I want to say, I tried.
Yeah.
I tried. I did my best. Yeah. I did my best. And for me, I just feel like being around you makes me want to be better.
Thank you.
If I was around someone who was doing something else, it might make me want to be bad. So it's like, we got to start being louder about the right thing to do and rewarding the people that does it the right way. And to me, the most important thing black people have to do is take control of our narrative.
Yeah.
And the only way we can take control of our narrative is if we have the resources, the money, and the backing, and the confidence. Because a lot of these people ain't confident. Another thing is like, but Kenny had a G-Wagon 20 years ago when I interviewed him. So, I mean, I ain't saying count his pockets, but I'm saying he wasn't in no bus, which means that he has been doing well for himself for a very, very, very long time. He's different. He's going to survive and win in any environment. I'm worried about the motherfuckers that don't know.
Yeah, but that's why you got to be intentional. That's why I say this. You
got
to be intentional about who you speak.
I got you.
Speak truth to power to. You can't speak truth to power to a motherfucker that's going to use it against you.
And
the people that you are helping, like Chubby, God rest his soul, like all the people that you're impacting, right? That's the mission. The mission ain't to try to convince a motherfucker that can't be convinced.
Yeah.
Even in our communities, fuck them. Somebody's gonna reach
them
one day. And it's not like leave you around, fuck your life and your existence. But no, you on the nigga shit. I'm gonna go over here.
This the bus where we doing right.
Right.
Taking care of our family, being men. That's the bus where we act like niggas. If you get on this bus, this is how we gonna stack you.
And guess what? Ain't nobody judging you. But at the same time, hopefully somebody we bring in inspires you.
I know this is a
great
conversation because
we're five minutes over.
Let's go.
To end the conversation, because I think part of the problem is that we're not oftentimes solution oriented.
Yeah. So let's go to the next one.
So I
okay, go ahead.
To finish this one out, because we don't have
a hero in our community. And back in the day, y'all made mention to the Martin Luther King's and the Montgomery bus boycott. The reason why it worked is because it hit the bottom line.
No question.
But, you know, they needed black people to ride in those buses to, you know, to make money. And so my question to you all is that, but to do that, they were having meetings. They were meeting in the church. Mm-hmm. They were meeting in, they were getting on one accord. Yeah. So how do we get us on one accord?
Like, that's debatable.
Yeah.
Like the God show.
Like Kenny Burns show.
This is our meeting place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And don't get it twisted.
That's why the 20,000 downloads is real. Yeah. I'm 20,000 down. I'm like, I'm trying to get to 100, but yeah. I can't get there if we not listening. But I guarantee you, Ray and Kenny have a knockdown argument about who's the better nigga or who got more bitches. A million views. Yeah. Yeah. But we talking about how to help.
We're both married and that's children.
Exactly.
So again. Yeah. So
thanks for that, bro. Appreciate you. They talk about the gospel for me. I love it.
You have people that have to use that influence to educate. That's number one, right? So take things like you remember Live Aid? You know how big that was, how massive that was. You know nobody
really
got
showing your age.
Kenny's called me old man. Look at that. There are nobody got paid.
Said, live, I love Kenny.
But listen to what I'm saying. Nobody got paid,
yeah.
Right? So it's like
I'm the
biggest artist in the world, but I'm gonna come out here and do this and sweat
for HIV
for HIV, right? Yep. So if I can get Beyonce and Jessica Alba and all these people to come out and twerk and dance and say a few words to get people riled up, why can't I use that same influence to educate over the next 4 years?
Go ahead. Great question.
That influence doesn't matter anymore.
I was about to say, the celebrity is done.
Beyonce. All these people couldn't sway all women to just vote for her.
Because it's one thing that white people know that niggas don't.
But that leads
It's one thing white people don't. White people know that niggas don't. That we need to adopt. This is the. Here's the solution. Hip hop is not a way of life. It is entertainment.
No question.
If we do that, if we treat it like it's just entertainment, meaning you don't want to act like it. You don't care. I know Taylor Swift is playing a character named Taylor Swift. If we treat it like that, we'll be better. That's the only thing.
No, hip hop,
because like you said, Kenny, that's the one thing I learned as I'm growing up. Me and my white boys, my white friends, the white males who was listening to hip hop, that kept connected us. Once they got kids, women, it was like, we wasn't even friends no more. It was like, all right, man, that was a great chapter in my life.
Yeah, I'm moving on
to something else. And I'm like, well, damn. But you left me here to still do the hip-hop shit,
even though you're over it. But here's my thing,
It's a game.
It's engagement, though, right? Our entire world right now, this social media, everything's based on engagement. So we just want to get butts in the seats, people out. We want to, rallies are, how many people can I get out to hear this message? So what I'm saying is...
But if they're not coming to hear the message and they're coming to see Beyonce speak...
That's the problem.
That's the problem. We're saying that's the problem. But guess what? The Democrats fall in love. Republicans fall in line. And until we get to the place where we've fallen in line, no matter who it is, that's really the problem. It's like, listen, let me tell you something. Have you ever seen a fucking voting initiative by Republicans saying, vote? They don't have to. I know, like you said, I know my are going to fucking vote because it's a part of the system that keeps us. If you're going to do one thing, it's keep us in power. Yeah. We already know what it is.
Yeah.
But I agree with y'all. Y'all have to use every platform we have to educate because, again, it's the education. I literally was in a studio yesterday where we were talking about the economies. I said, okay, Department of Treasury, there you go. Biden, Trump, 3 points within each other. There was no significant dip. Trump did nothing. You know what they said at the end of that? Fuck all that. Don't matter. I'm just telling you. You clueless. You don't know. I'm like,
let's stop. Like you said, then you should start telling them, I'm on the intelligent getting better bus.
No, we need to start telling them, support me in real life.
Yeah.
This is the problem. We don't have support.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It got to be something viral for you to really be talking about it.
Right.
No, what identifies with your spirit?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What makes you want to be a better human? How do you want to show up in the world? To his point, he met me. I've been driving expensive cars, having fly shit for 30 years.
Selling $700 t-shirts.
You know what I'm saying?
I was passing out flies. Like, this nigga home.
My Aunt Lena told me to show up how I want to be received.
Right. Exactly.
I've done it every... And listen, it will take you everywhere. My sons play basketball. And Ant-Man has had the same smile when they played 7 or 8 A.
Yeah.
I said, your smile going to be... everything for you. You're talented.
Yeah.
But that smile will take you every... Look at this boy now.
He the face of the NBA.
You hear me? And he's being his authentic self. You can be you. You can tap in with your community. You can fuck with your friends from day. You can do all these things and be great. But see, we got a problem with that. We really do as a community. We got a problem with somebody being so goddamn real, it just seem unattainable.
Yeah.
We gotta get off of that.
We gotta understand we all have roles to play.
We do, man. Everybody don't belong in the arena.
True. Please. What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, aka the Culture Referee, and Dope Coffee is changing the way we consume coffee. It's more than just a coffee brand. It combines hip-hop, creativity, and community support, making coffee a part of our culture, our music, and our arts. With high-quality beans, Dope Coffee delivers great taste and cares about the environment. As a Black-owned business, Dope Coffee is committed to helping communities promote diversity and supporting new businesses.
We got a gatekeep.
What's the next one?
All right. So
last one.
Last topic. We kind of touched on this on the show before, but
well,
I think
I'll talk about it because we touched on it, but I really wanted to. What triggered me to touch on it was Kenny.
Right.
Like when Kenny was like, it's like hearing like your OG talk about like, and he's ahead of me in life, so he's seen more than me. So I'm like, damn, is it doing more damage? Because I know it did for my mother.
Right.
I know it did for my family, but then I also haven't poisoned the world where I can make. The big money. I made good money, but I ain't make the big money because I was like, I can't do that.
Yeah, you ain't.
So for me, what I was thinking about with Kenny was like, I want to ask you this: was in your opinion, do you think hip hop, by the way, which is the exact age as you, you and hip hop the same age, do you think it's done more damage to our community or more good for our community?
I think it's done more good for our community, giving opportunities we wouldn't have had if it had not existed. Mm-hmm. This generation is not honoring, you know, what it's about. We don't have a balanced offering of creative when it comes to the music. We don't have enough fashion that is ours, that we own. You know, when we came up, you know, we had all of the fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that was popping was black.
Fly fashion. It was never streetwear. Brian Kenny was like upscale fashion.
Well, that was too, but, you know, but I'm talking about the Fat Farms, the... You know, Aniche's and Mecca, like all these companies that were black owned.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That really put on for fashion. But we don't have that.
Mm.
All we doing is buying designer things thinking that makes you fly. No one would ever notice Balenciaga. And the only reason I love it, because I love jean jackets, but it's like a hoodie.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean, I could afford what I want to buy, but at the same time, I think fly is a state of mind. You know what I'm talking about?
For sure.
And we have not honored that through every, you know, possible, you know, way we could in hip hop now, or we're not doing that now. So I think that's the difference in eras. I think hip hop is no longer the culture. I think culture is commerce and capitalism. And that drives everything we do musically now. And then to see women as misogynistic as men has always been is frightening for me. And I don't have daughters, I have goddaughters. But it's frightening for me because even to your point earlier about women like, fuck it, I'm taking the cape off. You can't. We do not exist without y'all in that power position. And then the other side of that is when you got young women aspiring to show their ass before. I mean, first of all, it's desensitized our youngest.
Yes.
They see ass and titties when they wake up every morning. And it doesn't do anything for love. It doesn't do anything for intimacy.
They see their mama ass and titties.
No.
That's the hard part, on Instagram.
That's very hard. But it does nothing for love. It does nothing for intimacy. And I think that these are the things. Hip hop, I mean, Love Jones was hip hop. You know, Brown Sugar was hip hop. Like, we don't have that anymore. It does not exist.
We don't.
You know why it don't exist? Because we're not in power. It was never ours. It was always controlled by.
No, we wrote those.
Yeah.
Right?
There's no. What I'm saying is that Brown Sugar was executive produced by Magic Johnson, right? What I'm saying, Magic is in a different place right now. That's when he was trying to get M's, now he's getting B's, right? So we understand that. But I'm saying, who's in a position right now? Like I knew about the show. By the way, let's clap for Kenny Burns. He had the number one show on Peacock. But I want to say something about that. I knew about the show, I think 3 or 4 years before it came out, because either you did an interview or I heard Will talking, or Will might have told me about like this heist in Atlanta, the Chicken Man, and it was like he was like, me and Kenny Burns. And I'm like, that's fire. So it still came out years later, but you stayed with it, right?
You
stay with it. Then you got another engine in Will Packer. He stays with it. And then here comes Kevin Hart. So now we're all ushering it up. So it might be a door you can get in, he can get in. So we're a team now. And when we did that, we went, I'm saying we like, it was me. I'm saying, but because it is us. It is me. You look like me. We black. When we did that, we went number one. That shows Peacock, our power.
Yeah.
That's how we show our power. We show up for each other. So how I would say show our power, I would say shop black. I would say buy black. I would say support black. I would say do everything black, because guess what? That's what they're about to do right now, motherfucking faces.
But to his point, where are the positive examples?
I'm coming with them. That's where they are.
Can I be honest with you? I think I swear to God, when I saw Kenny, I've been paying attention to Kenny, and me and Jack, I don't know if Jack's in, we've been talking, and I was like, Kenny, because he is stirring it up. And by the way, I've seen him do it. I've seen Kenny talk at tables, and it's just us about shit. Well, I was like, I ain't never heard nobody say that before. Like, and it was like, but it was a viewpoint I haven't been in yet. And then, by the way, some of those things wind up coming to fruition, and some of those people are in trouble now, right? Because he was like, those people are doing bad things. Like, it's not about how much money you're making. It's about doing right. This is when me, you coaching us was at a restaurant in Tribeca. Yeah. It's Rug Spot now, but yeah. We was in the back, and you was like, yo, I want to get this money too, yeah. But I don't want to hurt us getting this money.
That's it.
And to me, that's the key. If you want to win, if there was a black leader right now, he should be saying what I'm saying. Look. Support black, buy black, talk to black, communicate to black,
you
educate
are a black.
Leader. Yes, I'm, you know what I'm saying, but like.
Look at you ain't young.
I know, but I'm saying
you
like.
You earn your stripes. I need, you have a platform.
I need 3 million downloads a month that I feel like, you know what I'm saying, but we're going
to
get there.
You're effectively influencing the
sure,
people that listen
for sure.
To you.
Absolutely. But, go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
To your point, I think that it goes back to being willfully ignorant. Like, and so we have to choose different. We do have black leaders. We do have the Ray Daniels, the Kenny Burns. We have people that are advocating and speaking out, but that's not the content we choose to look at.
Yeah,
you know, but I'm a woman of duality. Like, yes, I am very informed. I stay informed. I read books. I listen to podcasts. But I do listen to Sexy Red sometimes because that it. I but it
you
doesn't,
know what?
Listen. And I know that there's issues, but
Kenny what we just said. For you, yes. It's just entertainment.
But yes, entertainment, and that's the point.
You ain't no hood chick. You ain't getting pregnant. Like, I know you.
So we exactly.
You
so
ain't
we,
with that
we
shit.
Also
your
have
mama
to
don't
just
play.
Have,
I was in love until
choose.
Just now.
Right? I know. But sometimes. You know, you just listen to
but
the
you know what
the
she got bop. She got bop. She
yes,
got bop.
The music is the music, you know, and that's it. But it doesn't skew my mind.
No,
into
I appreciate
what it is.
But
so
we, you know
I think
what?
We have to choose differently on the content that we engage with. And that's where it starts because we do have black
but you're
people.
Saying we. Yeah. Young people are impressionable. I
they don't
care
have the discernment
color.
She has.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We
that's
had
the thing. You're a lawyer by day.
Right.
Shaking your ass.
I was gonna ask. It goes back to what they say. Sometimes it's too early. By the way, another thing we need to stop doing. I know this is hard. I know it's gonna be controversial. We gotta stop exposing our kids to rap music.
I agree.
Before they turn.
But here's the thing. But we did too, though. But we did. But here's the thing. But hold on. You know what, right? But we were exposed to it, right? But
yeah.
At the same time, when I say positive influences, what you just said, yes, you have discernment. You know why? Because you had a Cosby Show and you had N.W.A. at the same time. And you
did you
knew.
Have a Cosby Show?
No, she ain't that young. She ain't
I'm about to say,
well,
we had
thing.
Cosby
well,
Show.
Well, we had
probably Cosby had.
Show. But you had positive. You had
she had,
positive.
She had Damon
we
Wayans
got,
Show.
Right.
We got reruns.
Even,
did, yeah.
Even common sense when it came to black people. I don't care if it's Fresh Prince or Martin. You right. Had family values and things that were being taught absolutely. Through art.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
What do you have?
I want to say this. I'm hard on Sexy Red. Only because she makes the most amazing hooks
yes.
And then talks about nothing in between. Listen to me. And then you double down on the rhetoric. So
Okay, I'm gonna say
know that I hear you yeah. With the bops. I'm just saying.
My last thing, my last thing I'm gonna say about rappers, because you're right. Sexy Red gets a pass to me the first 24 months of success. Because the first 24 months she don't know no better. But after that 25th month, well, you've been in 2 years and you just had a baby, all this stuff is going on, we need you to start skewing older. That's the one.
No, we need you to be a mother.
That's my point. Like, it's like that. Like, it's like you say whatever they want about Jay-Z and Ray loves
so
Hov, but one thing I say is he grew up every album.
So question, is the music, should it, let's say.
The music should die.
There you go.
All
that,
the
that's
music
my
should
point.
Be blown
that's what
up
die, right?
Right along with TikTok, Instagram, Twitter,
that's
and any platform. Sorry to whoever's monetizing.
Or keep it away from the kids. And you know when you're marketing
you
to kids.
You can.
I think you can.
Huh?
I said, Kendrick Lamar said he wants the industry to die.
Listen, let me tell you.
No,
something.
The industry needs to blow up.
Let me tell you, every kid that has a phone in their hand, like my kids both have phones, that my daughter is 7. Miyoki has a phone because I want to FaceTime her every day.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. I'm paying
yeah,
for that.
Yeah,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm, sneak, Kenny. I don't give a fuck. No, hit me out.
That's brilliant.
Everything in her phone is regulated by me. They ask you how old she is.
Well,
she's 7.
She goes to school. No. And little Johnny's got a phone.
Yeah, but guess what? Then I can't protect her. Right. I can't protect her from that because I remember being in the first grade saying, "What the fuck are we gonna do today?" And I'm like, I'm only cursing like my mom can't hear. Like, fuck that. It's like it just felt good to say it on the playground, and I get. get in no trouble. So a lot of this shit is just, you know, people just having fun. But we gotta, to me, the only problem I have with rap, and this rappers out here, only thing is that after you know more, you should show more. And a lot of y'all are getting exposed to funds, venture capitalists, how money works. And y'all ain't teaching us none of that. Y'all just giving us the bullshit knowing that, it, like, dog.
They coming outside making you do dumb shit. Hold on. All you nigga rappers. All you nigga rappers ain't shit because y'all go do this high profile, you know, highfalutin shit. And you go back with your niggas. You don't teach them nothing.
Nothing. I don't even want to hang around my friends. Kenny, I don't even want to hang around my friends if they don't want to learn. No, but I see y'all on the weekend.
See, that's a problem.
They charge us for the game.
Yep.
That is a problem. You ain't sharing the game. You just went in the building and had a $16 million conversation. You come outside talking about some nigga shit. How?
You are the problem. By the way, those guys are the guys that voted for Trump.
No question.
Because like I said, if you voted for Trump, by the way, if you voted for Trump, that was the most next time, bring it. I love it. I'm going to have one for you. It's only yours. But, you know, I just, you know, like, listen, man, my concern is not white America, because white America has always been in power since I've been born. My concern is us, and how do we get to the equity position? And to me, we've been asking for fucking, since I've been born, we've been asking for 400 fucking years, and they still ain't did it. And we thought, we finally here. Obama showed us we're here. Then it was like, the next one. Let's even it out. And they was like, no, bitch. It's our country. Fantastic. It's our country. It's our way. And
so
that's it.
So cutting off all Trump supporters, right? Black, white.
Well, here's my thing.
In my opinion,
do you think this election was worth like cutting people off? Like, I've seen that. He's been in his Twitter. I was unfriending him.
You want to know why?
But I wanted to hear your opinion.
I'm about to call him out.
Yeah.
I had a good friend. I had an acquaintance.
Okay.
Friend. You know what I mean? You hang out with people. You do business with people, but you're not all the way.
Yeah. He ain't been in your house. Yep.
Now this man. I'm not gonna say inspired me to do anything in radio, but he knew a lot about the game. Mm-hmm. And he is a staunch Trumper, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the first election, I could get through it, whatever. And this is for y'all too, because y'all gotta make sure your website is your destination going forward. Mm. I'm just telling you this. Hello? Your website should be your destination.
I love that. That's you talking right now.
Yeah. So with that said, he, in this election cycle, even when it got to, I can hear you on policy and all the other things. When you get to the rhetoric and support of the bullshit, and you amplify that as a black man, I can't even call you.
That's what I will say. That's what I say. I don't mind if you privately supported Trump because you did what you wanted for you, because that's kind of what voting is about. Kenny and I are coming from a leadership position. You leadership. Like, we leaders. We think about the people more than we think about us.
Absolutely.
But I don't mind the quiet, silent ones. I just don't. I have a problem with the loud ones.
I do.
And because, let me tell you what I say about the loud ones. Because the loud ones are influencing the ones who are unsure, and they only influence them with candy. That's what I'm saying. Like, when we talk about why we vote.
But the silent ones are the scary ones.
I mean, you
don't know how they plot.
Don't blur this person's name out if you know what it is. But literally, 2020, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, I didn't get a chance to vote today, and I don't have a way to get there. Can you take me? Of course. I'm going to take you to the polls. Halfway home, I get a text in the car. Person's in the back seat. Who'd you vote for? I'm like, is that a trick question? I voted for Trump. Talk to that person to this day. He used you.
He used you. That's what I'm saying. Like,
but the people that don't speak up, Ray, are using you.
No.
They're in your presence. They're taking information from you, and they're going another direction with it. They're using you.
I get it.
We all get used.
You're right, but I'm just saying. In my opinion,
I don't want to be used.
In my opinion, I don't want to fall out with someone on political views because you have your reason, I have my reason, and that shouldn't be the thing that lock us. I do understand how some people drew the line. I do get it. Like, I get it. But I just feel like,
but you know, the
you might make the mistake.
The Bushes, I voted for Bush. I voted for, okay, cool. It's like, all right. But this devil.
Like McCain. McCain was like, he's not a Muslim. Like, they did not run races like this, bro.
Blatantly.
It might have been more racist behind closed doors.
Let me ask y'all guys a question. I know we got to wrap up the show. But let me just ask a question.
Man, fuck that. 2 hours.
I'll ask you a question. Do you not think Hold on, I lost some friend of mine because you was talking about the races. What were we saying right before that, Brian? I'm sorry.
No, we were talking about like the Bushes when they, it wasn't
yeah, okay, so what I'm about to say is that the one thing Trump did that I hate that he did, but I knew he did it and it worked. It's like, you kind of respect it as a businessman, but it's like, I hate you picked that route. He understood I'm an entertainer. He changed politics forever.
No
because
question.
Meanwhile, by the way,
where I want an entertainer.
No, I agree with you. But what I'm saying is that
in terms of influence,
he showed you,
especially at 80,
he showed you how much power and influence entertainers have.
No question.
And what he did was
no, that had nothing to do with entertainment.
Tell me what that had to do with.
That had to do with white supremacy. It's a dying mentality.
It did, but you know
that
what?
That man is 80 years old. He's the gatekeeper for the old heads.
Okay,
he's also the portal for the young heads to keep in power.
So let's say
we know that.
You in your classroom back in the day, you really want to cuss the teacher out, but you're not doing it. But you got that one dude in class
that
way
got
to
get out of school.
You, Mr. Da da da, and you get behind him like, yeah, he's their avatar. I'm not gonna say it, but Trump will say it.
No, the scariest thing is back when those marchers had the tiki torches, right? Mm-hmm. That showed you where it was going. Because now this motherfucker, J.D. Vance, is scary smart.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah.
Scary smart.
I heard on your show today, but I didn't know that Elon Musk is who put J.D. Vance.
No, Peter Thiel.
But by the way, this is Netflix,
Peter,
by the way.
Peter Thiel is the one who put
PayPal.
He's the one who put...
Don't use PayPal.
Yeah, he...
Well, Peter Thiel wasn't the original...
But Peter Thiel is gay.
Yeah.
They don't fuck with you. They don't fuck
with
you.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop talking about it. I didn't know that. You just fucked my head up.
Bro, he's gay.
If not for Peter Thiel, Mark Zuckerberg doesn't exist.
I know that. I knew that. I mean, I know he's the big player, but
bro,
I didn't know he was gay.
This whole shit is a gag, I'm telling you.
Damn, that's crazy. I'm done talking.
That's why you gotta separate.
Oh, nigga, I'm sweating. I didn't know that.
I don't deal with him. I'm sorry. I don't deal with you. Yes, I'm upset. If you voted for Trump,
I'm upset.
You know that I know you voted for Trump. I am upset with you. Give me some time.
Yeah,
I will say that. Give me some time. Give me some time, but I'll say this.
You gotta go.
The most fucked thing you could do is choose somebody who to be in power of your life that would never invite you to their dinner table.
No question.
Mm. Now, I voted for
him. I like
him. Honestly, you know what? They think he would.
No.
That's the crazy part.
He might come to your office and shoot McDonald's burgers to everybody that's hungry. Like,
by the way,
that's entertaining, but it's not funny when you're fucking the hungry one.
No, listen, I just want to close out with this. At the end of the day, y'all got to be conscious that a gay man, white man like Peter Thiel, would support by putting JD in pocket, right? In any way, fashion, or form, knowing that they don't fuck with his ideas or lifestyle, right? Hold on, watch this. Then you got people who have supported him the entire way, right? Pompeo was on this thing. You had the other lady that he said quickly, because y'all went against me a little bit, I'm not fucking with y'all. Anybody who's gone against him, he said, I'm not fucking with you.
Mm.
And that's a list of people that the line can go out and go down.
That nigga said, I have a list. And he is coming back.
But this is what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Absolutely.
Talking to him would be null and void because he's not listening. He's not going to take the game.
I took it as not.
If that nigga got $25 million to spend in the community, I want to shoot a good College Park in Atlanta first. That's all I'm going to say.
If he got $25 million,
he got
somebody got $100.
Yeah, you try. You know, Kenny Trump said, close the show, I said, you're right. Kenny wins. Kenny for president, by the way. Let's vote Kenny for president. Hey, bro, sometimes you got to do what needs to be done. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Right. Kenny, thank you so much for
just
coming.
Just do that
out.
Lifestyle specialist shit, running president. I'm going to make America fly again, nigga. We going to get money. It's like, I'm over that nigga right there. That nigga right there. Let's go.
Absolutely. We thank you for being here. I love this episode. Conversation was important. Thank you, Brian. And thank you to our viewers and listeners. As always, please like, share, subscribe. Send this episode to your friends.
Say, what the fuck are they saying?
Yeah, this is an important
thing. Send this episode to a friend that voted for Trump.
Oh, don't do that.
No, I'm saying seriously.
Them robots are
on the way. Send it to a black friend voted for Trump. They need to see this shit.
Send it to everyone.
It's one thing Jay-Z said that I agree. Jay-Z said, y'all have a problem with Trump, but Trump is good for the world because he turns the lights on and we get to see who the roaches are. And to me, that's what he's doing. He's when he won, bro. My shit. That I followed this
Did
guy.
Did you vote for Trump?
No, I followed this
I
guy.
Got scared
no, 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 no. I followed this
How
guy.
How are we ending
I,
this
I,
show?
I followed this guy. Lawyers for New York. Lawyers for New York. He gives all the information. This dude talks every day about trial, business, everything. This nigga never said nothing about Trump.
He said trials.
That's why, like, he talking about.
He won, he did.
No, he's like, huh?
As soon as he won,
he said, the fucking, you guys are, and I'm like, it was like the ugly came out of niggas. Yes. And I'm just like, and I'm like this, let me take my chains off, you know, because I'm like, let's go. Because you ain't going to fuck with me. I wish the fuck that Fuentes called somebody I love a fat ass or a bitch I got control. Tell my woman you got control of her body in front of me. Watch how I fuck you up.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
Because you can't do certain things to men. Say that to me. Say that I control you.
Yeah, but they're cowards. They would never.
That's my point. And that's why I tell black women, how we end the show, y'all fought, we behind y'all, now get behind us.
Yeah, we
going to fuck them up for y'all.
Period. Thank you for watching. See y'all next time.
Hey, hold on. Kenny. Everybody say peace. This is peace, nigga. Peace. No, you gotta do middle finger like this, bro. Everything is reverse. Peace. Okay, cool. Let's go.
That was great.
Good show.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.